Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Both Andre and Big Boy joined us yesterday late in the Burt Show. Just cool guys. And the speculation for the longest time is that these guys don't get along very well. They're doing separate projects. You hardly ever see them around town together anymore. So that's really where the interview starts, is talking right off the bat about it. You guys, you know, are you really still outcast, or is this thing over?
It's amazing that they're with us actually this morning, because if you go to the internet, you realize that they broke up 3 years ago.
Yeah. Ain't that a magic trick for you?
Isn't that something? Now you guys can't be on the phone at the same time, because you guys haven't talked to each other in 3 years. I read it yesterday on the internet.
Yeah, man, I know it. Man, that's part of the whole hater movement. You know, it's an atrocity to us and what's going on. But haters, stay on your job. We love y'all, but no, we ain't broke up, and we gonna keep our foot on y'all neck. It don't stop, man. I'm telling you, it don't stop, man. But you know, since day one, they've been always hating on the cast, but that's been part of our formula. You know, I think that might be the reason the gas price is so high, because they just throwing all the gas.
I was gonna say, it was pretty amazing in the movie how you guys don't speak and don't talk to each other, the way they edited you in using computer technology to actually be in the same scene together, acting together.
Right, man.
I know. Actually, right. that ain't even me. That's my stunt double. I did the whole movie.
Will you guys here individually just set the record straight for the Burt Show and Q100 listeners? You guys breaking up? Or are you getting along fine? Really, what's going on? Just set the record straight once and for all.
Let them know, Dre.
Man, there's no, like, once again, that's part of that hatration. It's a whole hater committee going on. But we got to let y'all know, man, there's no troubles between me and my partner, Big Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, when you read stuff on the internet, man, that's coming from somebody who's sitting behind a desk that don't know nothing about me or Big Boy. They don't know nothing about what's going on. They don't know that we childhood homeboys since the 10th grade, that before music, before film, before any of this, man, that's my homeboy, and that's something that can't be broken. And it ain't no breakup. We did not turn down Oprah. I didn't get shot in my leg.
I ain't get Paris Hilton on the internet. That wasn't me.
Why do you guys think this? Everybody's targeting you like that?
I mean, a lot of people. Go ahead.
It's part of the formula. We probably need it. If it's coming at us like that, we probably need it, because it's always been part of our formula since day one. You know, like right now, the South is cool. You know, in the rap game, and everybody talks about the South, but back when we came out, that wasn't a cool thing to do, so we had haters from everywhere. But it was all part of what kept us going and what kept us creating new kind of music, so we love it. We actually really appreciate it. So all the haters and negativity, please stay on your job, man. We need you.
Well, don't take no sick day off or none. We need you 365.
I think people are looking at some of the facts, you know. Like, I think, Dre, I think it was you on MTV just a couple of days ago that said, look, it's not even new news that I've decided not to tour or not to perform as Outkast live. And you said that's not even new news anymore. But I think people are I think people are listening to that going, well, then they can't be together if they're not going to be touring together. How can they still work together?
Now, see, a lot of people don't understand, man. Like, that's been understood for years, man. Me and Big Boy talk about it. Big Boy's most definitely going out, and he's banging out the shows. But, I mean, if you're looking in history, man, there's been a lot of groups that just, they don't even tour. They don't go out. It's just part of what they do. Like, I love making the music. I'm in the studio doing it. I've been doing it for, like, 12, 13 years, and you just want to take a break from it, you know? You never say never. Never say I'll never hit the stage again, but I'm just tired right now, man. Don't want to do it. I mean, Steely Dan, they didn't tour. The Beatles stopped touring at, you know, at a certain point. It's kind of like, that's just a part of it, man. So, really, I think people blow it out of proportion. But that doesn't say anything about me and Big Boy's relationship
Big Boy, when Andre came to you with that and he said, you know what, I'm just done doing the live stuff, was that really disappointing for you, or did you understand where he was coming from?
Yeah, I mean, of course you'll be a little disappointed, but at the same time, you got to be understanding and know that that's an individual choice. That's one thing about me and Dre, that we got to understand for each other, and we respect one another's views and how we feel about things. So, I mean, if you burnt out on it, you don't want to keep doing something that's going to make you hate it and not never want to do it again. So, yeah, you want to take a break, man, hey, clock out for a minute. That's all that is.
Talking to Andre and Big Boy from Outkast. They've got a new CD out that we're going to talk to him about here in a second, coming out on the 22nd. Hey, Andre, you know, you've had this short career kind of in movies right now, and it's been so successful so far. Four Brothers, man, so good in it, so good. Be Cool, you got Charlotte's Web coming out here pretty soon, too. What juice or what is charging you about movies now that you're not getting from music?
It's just an opportunity, man. I've been doing... you know, music for 13 years. I keep saying that. I think it's been 13 years.
Yeah.
But it's something new. You know, I'm actually always excited about something new, even with the music. You know, we've always been keeping ourselves excited, so we always try to find new ways to do it. And the film is just a new way to express yourself. And it's kind of like the opposite of doing music, where you have all the control. But in film, you know, you're under the tutelage of a director, and you're part of a family, a whole 50-plus. You know, cast, and you're waking up early in the morning. It's kind of like going on a job. You know, it's a balance in your life. You know, you get discipline in a way.
Big Boy, let me ask you kind of the same question, because you seem to have your hands in so much stuff. I mean, real estate company, you've got the record label, Kryptonite Energy Drink. Same for you. Is it more is any of that stuff more thrilling or give you more juice than making music?
No, it's not that it just gives more. It's just like, you know, after doing music for so long, you want to branch out and do different things. And it's always been, you know, offers to do films, but, it, you know, it wasn't any scripts that I wanted to entertain. And once the scripts started coming in and we had the idea for this movie, you know, you want to dive into it. You know, I mean, once, you know, you got a lot of ideas in your head and you're just in the creative space, you kind of want to just get all of it out, flush it out, man, and just give the world all you got to offer. You know, you ain't going to be able for so long.
I want to talk to you guys about the CD, because it's got 25 tracks on them, from what I understand. I've heard three of them, and I played a little bit from all three, and they all sound so different. And again, it's the word innovative. You guys are on top of it all over again. You must be so excited about the CD.
Yes. August 22nd is the new Outkast album, / soundtrack, 19 songs, brand new. Yeah, really excited about it. You know, it's always some new music, just keeping it going. Some songs that are performed actually in the movie. Because it is a modern musical, because we do perform, but we don't break out in the song like in the middle of a scene. But we like to say it's more Purple Rain than Singing in the Rain.
Now, how is it, because you're talking, so the word innovative keeps coming up over and over. Like, is it a switch that you guys can't turn off, and, like, you're walking through Lenox Square, or, like, Andre, saw you at the beginning of the season at all the Braves games, and you're, like, there, and all of a sudden something comes in your head, like a beat or whatever, and you... need to put that down? Or are there certain times you're like, okay, now it's time to be creative, and like, can you ever shut it off?
No, man. It's always working.
It's always going, man. And thank God for the voice recorder on your cell phone. You know, because, I mean, you might hum a little beat in there, might be a line, might be a little piece of a melody or anything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just really got to catalog all your ideas that might come at any time. You might be in bed. You might be in the car. You might be in a grocery store. You might be hitting somebody from the back. Anything might happen.
And if you got 10 of those on your cell phone and you go to download out of them, when you're done, how many of them are you... do you go, what the hell was I thinking? Like, that's
all of them. All of them.
On the CD, the CD seems to me, at least like in reading about it, it seems like two solo projects, again, on the same CD, because y'all only rap with each other like on three of the tracks. Is that right?
No, that's not true.
That's not right. Okay.
No. It's not no solo CD. It's one disc. We just wanted to get the fans, you know, their feel of the music. It's like you said, it's 19 songs. Of course, you know, we're not going to be on every song together because we kind of like to break it up and do different things. And, you know, oh, my bad. Don't say that word. I mean, we kind of like to, you know, do a different song, you know, every now and then. You know what I mean? It might be a Dre song, it might be a Big West song, but most definitely, you know, when we get together and make it rain, it's going to come down hard. So, you know, it's an Outkast album, and it's, you know, some of the people that have been writing, I guess, the reviews or whatever, they didn't even hear the complete record. Like, it was, you know, one magazine that might have heard like six songs, and they didn't even get the whole thing, and they try to rate it on that. But that's, you know, more that atrocity that's going on the hater side, you know.
And you got to remember, too, like in this movie, which it is a soundtrack, too, like we're two totally different characters. So sometimes the songs are written from the character's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's still on one album, but, you know, but Percival's song may be talking about, you know, him wanting to leave the town and him being in love with this girl, or, and then Rooster, you know, in his situation, he's talking about his family or talking about the responsibility that he has to do. But then there are songs that we're together on that are more outcasty songs, you know, but as far as like being it being a soundtrack, that's how it worked out.
I mean, all this creativity and artistry that goes into what you do, do you guys get frustrated when artists like Paris Hilton come out with a new album?
No, not at all.
That if you do that, you're a hater.
It's an achieve for all the rap.
For real. Like, you know, we don't even wear that hater shoe, you know. We like to keep them. I mean, I think a lot of haters out there, they wear open-toed Birkenstocks and flip-flops and stuff like that. Nothing against it. You know, but we don't put them shoes on. You know, if she wanted to do a record, more power to her. She was on the internet. She was getting toe up. She was on the infrared light. Why not? It ain't no night vision. I seen the video.
You talk about you know, Paris Hilton, and you saw her video, and you guys move in the circles where you may see her video like on Tuesday, and then Thursday be at a bar with her and have her come up and to you and say, "Hey, what's going on?" Like, "Hey, how
you just
doing?"
Saw the video.
I know you're preaching no hate, but in the back of your mind, you got to be thinking, "You're a little skanky, and you're talking to me right now."
See, and if you say that, then you stepping back into them hater flip flops again. You can't do that.
We're gonna put on a hater hog or something.
Some hater to clap us on.
Alex here's been on hold for like 30 minutes. Do you guys have just a second to say hey to him?
Yeah, surely.
All right, Alex, you are on with Andre and Big Boy from Outkast. Go ahead.
What's up, Dre? What's up, Big Boy?
What's going on,
What's
player?
Going on, party people?
Hey, man, I just want to be honest, man. I've been a fan of y'all since back when Players Ball came out.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, nowadays, I barely even put on the radio to hear rap artists, man. I don't be feeling it. But I just, you know, I've been waiting for this album for 3 years now.
Going down, man.
Yeah, August 22nd.
Next week is Ida Week, man. You got the album on Tuesday, the movie on Friday, man. Save a little bit of that check. I'm telling you, you're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You probably, and it's a 90% chance if you take your girl with you, you're going to get you some, because, man, there's some scenes in that movie that got them getting, boy, they crossing their legs in the theater.
90%.
If you take your girl, it's a nice little setup. It's a nice little transition point for you to get you a little bit.
Alex, I've never put out anything disappointing, man. You know, I respect y'all for that. But I just want to be sure, man. Please tell me.
Thank you, man. Thank you, good people.
Please let me know this ain't going to be the last Outkast album.
No, man, we're going to keep it under wraps, man. We got so many plans going on. But that's our whole new little thing we're going to do. We're going to keep it between me and Dre, because the haters are definitely infiltrate. And we're going to, you know, try to keep it between us. And when it's ready to let y'all know what's happening, we're going to let y'all know what's going on.
I think what you're referring, I mean, you read again on the internet, you can't take anything as correct information. But the rumors were that you guys were working on this album called The Hard 10 for the longest time, and you just decided to scrap it a couple of months ago. Any truth to that, or is it still in the works?
No, well, it's kind of half and half. Like, we had decided to do an album called The Hard 10, but we never really started working on it. So it wasn't songs like we have Hard 10 songs just laying around. But just the idea of it, you know, it kind of got flipped and flopped all kinds of ways. And I think, you know, people in the press, they took it and start calling it, you know, the
10
hard way and 10 toes down and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, we've always, you know, it's been good for us to kind of keep it under wraps, and so people's expectations don't get too large and they make up in their head what they think it's going to be. So the Hard 10, and actually that was supposed to happen like, what, 2 years ago?
Yep.
Because it's supposed to commemorate us being in the game for 10 years.
Idlewild, again, the CD comes out on the 22nd, movie 25th. Jeff's already seen it. He said it kicks ass.
Yeah, it's an awesome movie. Congratulations, you guys.
Man, thank you, bro.
Thank you, man.
All right, you guys. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.